Welcome to the Voice of America's Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable. We're broadcasting to you live from our homes here in Washington. So today we'll be continuing to discuss about the coronavirus and looking at the situation worldwide as well as in Zimbabwe, where at the moment Zimbabwe has 23 cases and 3 deaths. Star.
Yes, welcome. You are speaking to, and as my colleague has already said, remember, worldwide, the total cases of infections is now over 2 million. We're looking at 2,081,969, which means they are already going for 2.1 million, and the deaths is 138,487 deaths. So you can see that the rate of infection is moving swiftly, noting that these statistics were lower a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And as we have said, marvelous, in Zimbabwe, we already have 23 infections and 3 deaths, 10 of the infections in Bulawayo and 8 in Harare, 1 in Matnot, and we have 4 in Mashonaland.
Ah, welcome back, Star. I actually forgot to introduce myself. You see, when you're broadcasting from home, all protocol falls away. So I'm marvelous, Nhlanganya Huye, broadcasting here from my home in Washington, D.C. And to help us along with our discussion, Star, we have guests that are actually going to be joining us. So we'll be picking and dropping to just discuss what's going on regarding the coronavirus in Zimbabwe and worldwide. As Star just said there, you know, the worldwide infection rate currently stands at 2 million. And we see that here in the United States, the infection rate has also really doubled at the moment. And we're looking at confirmed cases being at 640,014. And we're having 31,000 deaths at the moment. But as you know, while we're here on air, the numbers keep increasing or decreasing. So we will be giving you as we go along, Star.
Yes, and it's interesting to note that countries are making efforts to curb the spread of the coronavirus through implementing the social distancing programs. Mm-hmm. And in Zimbabwe, we're talking of the lockdown mm-hmm. that has been imposed by the government, that people stay indoors. And you only go out to get something that's of paramount importance. And some countries, we know, like our neighbors, Botswana, they have increased the stay-at-home deadlines, like people are going to stay in now for 6 months. And we realize South Africa up to the end of this month. And we're still wondering if the Zimbabwean government will also increase the dates. But we also noticed that the World Health Organization has said that the restrictions imposed to control the spread of this COVID-19 should be lifted only if under certain conditions. So countries have to see that their countries are conducive, the environment is conducive for keeping this spread. But we have seen that in Zimbabwe, there is a lot of moving around, people looking for food mm-hmm. and stuff, which makes it hard to control. So the health system has to be okay, and the people have to social distance.
Ah, yes, sir. I think I will leave it over to you so that you and your guests can get into the nitty-gritties.
Yeah, kulabo ke abathanda ukusixhumaka thesi ke sicubungula udaba lwegcikwane leli ele coronavirus, COVID-19. Lona ke selisabalele emhlabeni jikelele. Njoba ke sichasisile ngolimi lwesingisi, abantu asebehlaselwe yileli gcikwane emhlabeni jikelele sebe sedlula izigidi ezimbili, siyabona 2,081,969, njalo selibulela ama 138,487. Siyabona ukuthi eZimbabwe amatshumi amabili lantathu, i-23 abahlaselwe ileli gcikwane, koBulawayo balitshumi, eHarare bayisificaminwembili, eMatnoti ngoyedwa. Kuthi ke esigabeni seMashonaland kulabane. kodwa lokhu kakusho ukuthi amanani lawa ephansi kangaka abaphephile abantu ngoba sesinanzelele ukuthi igcikwane leli likhanya lisabalala ngesiqubo nxa abantu bengathiyelananga isikhala okuthiwa yi-social distancing. Sesizwile njalo ukuthi uhulumende abaningi bathe abantu behlale ezindlini bengaphonge uhambahamba nje mahlayana. Lanxa eZimbabwe sibabona abantu belokhu behambahamba bedinga impuphu, ukudla lokunye. Asazi ukuthi kuyazala nkomo. Yebo ke sikhuluma nje silo umhlonishwa wethu wakuqala osizaxoxa naye umnumzana Mqondoba Zimagonya. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga mama.
Yebo ke ungatshela ke abalaleli ukuthi ungubani ungathi.
Ngingumagonya igama uMqondobanzi nguNduna ngise United Kingdom.
Yebo ke kuhle kuyini ongasitshela khona ngomkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus osukubonile nokuzwayo khona ngapho e-United Kingdom. Lani lihlezi yini ezindlini njalo liyakhuthazwa ukuthi lingafudlani ukwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus.
Njengoba ukhuluma nje ngisendlini imigoqo yonale ebekiweyo ukuthi kuvikelwe ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli iyafanana nje iyafana umhlaba wonke jikelele asivunyelwe ukuphuma phandle ukuvakatsha nje mahlayana uphuma nxa usiya emsebenzini uphuma nxa usiyadingela abantwana ukudla uphuma nxa usiyathenga imithi kumbe uphuma nxa ungumuntu o-exercisayo siyavunyelwa ukuphuma kanye ngosuku. So kuyafana xathu lakhonokho elikwenzayo khona ngapho ezindlini zenu kumbe emazwini yenu lapho elikhona. Khonokho abakwenza lekhaya angithi bakuthatha lapha bakuthathela kwamanye amazwe abakwenza e-South Africa labo bakuthathela kugatsha lezempila kahle oluyilona olusakaze imizamo okumele ukuthi siyenze njengabantu ukuthi sivikele ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli.
Yebo ke ungathini ngokubona kusenzakala lokuzwa kusenzakala eZimbabwe? Ungathi kusese kuningi yini okumele kwenziwe ukuthi abantu bavikeleke?
Okukhona ukuthi into engayikhuluma yizwa bethi ngoba kangikho eZimbabwe you know on the ground. Kodwa ke into esingayitsho njengabantu abalezithandwane zabo ekhaya, abantu abalezihlobo you know ekhaya, ukuthi khonokho elikuzwayo elikuxwayiswa nguhulumende kumele linanzelele ukuthi liyazilandela izixwayiso zikahulumende. Nxa kuthiwa lingabuthani, nxa kuthiwa kumele ukuthi lapho elihamba khona litshiyelana umkhandlo ongaba ngamamitha amabili phakathi kwenu, yenzani njengokutshelwa kwenu nguhulumende, ngoba ilizwe lethu alifani lamazwe esihleli kuwo ngaphandle ngapha ngoba i-health system yethu imbi. Nxa kungaba igcikwane leli nxa lingangena ekhaya laphana abantu bengekela ukulandela imilayo nalaba yiphiwa nguhulumende logatsha lwezempila kahle kungaba kubi kakhulu. So into esingayiqonqosela ukuthi mahlabezulu lapho elikhona lalelanini izinqumo ezikhona eliziphiwa nguhulumende, lalelanini izinqumo ezikhona ezibuya zivela kungatsha ezempila kahle, lalelanini izinqumo ezikhona ezibuya zivela ngendawo ngendawo ukwenzela ukuthi lingabi le-problem kusasa yokuthi into leyi imemetheke ngoba imithi kalilayo okwakuqala. Okwesibili kuswelakala kwemithi odokotela bakhona balutshwana alilazo izinto zokusebenzisa ukuthi libonakale ukuthi lilawo yini lo mkhuhlane lelo gcikwane i-equipment iyashota ezibhedlela lapha kanti-ke futhi not ezibhedlela kuphele ilizwe lonke nje jikelele. So lalelanini elikutshelwa nguhulumende lilalele elikutshelwa zinkokheli zenu ukuthi lingabuthani njalo lizama ukuchiyelana isikhala phakathi kwenu umkhandlo nalo 2 meters.
Yebo ke usiyananzelela ukuthi kwamanye amazwe njengalapha kwele Melika kugcina sokusilela okunye kokusebenzisa nxa lisisiya lapha ezitolo ezinkulu uyafica ukuthi okunye akukho. Lingabe lilohlupho olufanayo yini khona ngapha ukuthi liyathola konke okokusebenzisa kumbe hhayi izitolo azisagcwalanga njengenjayelo?
Akucace mama ukuthi utshoni nxa usuke okusebenzisa.
Ukuthi impahla zokusebenzisa endlini, ukudla konke kuyatholakala, amaphepha atholakala okunjengamaphepha towel, okunjengamatissue, okunjengamasanitizer, wona le imithi okuthiwa abantu behlikihle ngayo izandla nokunye nje okuthiyeneyo kuyaficakala kumbe hhayi i-economy ayisenelisi ukuthi ikulethe.
Hayi ngingazi kwezinye indawo lapha esihleli khona. Umbuzo wakho ugcile kakhulu ukuthini ukudla siyakuthola nami njalo le grocery nje njengoba sisazi kwesikuthenga nganyanga zonke ukuthi sisakuthola nami. Kuke kwaba lesikhathi ngani insuku ezintathu ezine sisanda kuya ku-lockdown, hayi bekusilela sibili kodwa ukuthi nxa ungavuka ekuseni ezitolo uza kufica kodwa-ke bekulayinelwa. Okwakathesi hatshi asiselalo lolo hlupho. Uyazihambela nje ezitolo uyezidingela okufunayo uyakufica emashelfini uthenga uphume uphenduke ngekhaya.
We're hearing there from Standakile who was speaking to her guest, but tine vamwewo vari pano parizvino vari kuda kunge vari kutaurawo nenyaya iyoyi yecoronavirus regate kunzwa kuna mukoma vari kubva ivo kuBoston uko mukoma kudzaisa maita tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Makadiko tete Marvelous and everybody else vakateerera tinotenda nekuva nemipano.
Tinozoyedu kuti chirongwa ichi ndechemadzimai asi manhamba emadzimai amenonhasi anga ari kuramba saka tombomhanya neni inini. Zviri kufamba sei panyaya yecoronavirus kwamuri ikoko kuBoston?
Ya, kuBoston so far macases ari recorded apa 4,528 and so far there are 105 deaths. Asi ndingati nini ndodaira kuti vanhu vari kuedza nepavanokwanisa pese kuti vange vachigara vari muzimba vasingafamba-fambi zvekuti ndikakuratidzai panze apa hameno tidai ndaigona kuti ndikuratidzei munongoonawo ndiri muofisi mangu asi muri kuona zviri kuitika panze kana shiri chaidzo dziri mumatendere adzo vanhu vese vari mudzimba dzavo hapana vanhu vakawanda vandiri kuona vachifamba-famba vashoma-shoma vari kumabasa nekunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana nekuda kwenyidhi.
Saka sekuona kwenyu zviri kubatsira here izvi kuti vanhu ngavagare mudzimba?
Ndinoona sezvinobatsira kuti vanhu vange vachigara mudzimba hongu cure haisati yawanikwa hayo asi kugara kuri kuita vanhu mudzimba kunobatsira kuti rate of which this virus is getting spread goes down. Saka dai vanhu vangoteerera vagonesa chaizvo kugara mudzimba varambe vari mudzimba uye kunoku kune maekonomi anotendera kuti vanhu vatenge as much as possible vostoka mudzimba ndinoona kuti vanhu vazhinji vakazviita zvekuti nyange ukaenda kumashops kumagrosa nekunzvimbo dzakadaro hauwani vanhu vakawanda uye kutosvika pakuti mashops akaita sana Walmart mabig supermarkets they have had to lay off staff nekuti hakuchawandi vanhu ikoko vanhu vakatenga zvinhu vakachengeta mudzimba ende ndoona sekuti zviri kubatsira chose.
Maybe rambai zvenyu muri ipapo titi Standakile apinde. Standakile, could you can also speak Ndebele so you can ask him, I guess, about the situation in Boston where he's at. He was just explaining in Shona.
Yebo ke hayi kulungile kunjani khona ngapho nomzana?
Siyaphila dadewethu sinyezwa kini.
Hayi siyaphila. Boston ngizwa kuthiwa indawo elamakhaza kakhulu kuyagodola.
Kuyaqanda sibili kodwa namuhla siyathaba ngoba sesuku i-temperature yanamuhla hayi kade kungakhalisi kakhulu khona amakhazi asiphila lawo into yethu lapha.
Yebo ke kunjani khona ngapho abantu balandela iziqondiso ze social distancing lezi baphuma bebalutshwana njalo? Umomo unjani ngamanye amadolobho yini lawo alezehlakalo eziningi zama-infections?
Ngingathi abantu bayazama sibili bayazamisisa ukuthi izinga leli lehle onga ngokuthi so far irate yama infections ngesikhathi ngicene ukuyicheka bese sibuza inkulungwane ezine lengxenye 4,528 kade sokufa abantu abangu 105 until lay statistic ephume namuhle ekuseni. Abantu bayazama sibili ngayo yonke imizamo ukuthi bekhiphe ama-social distance, bezihlalele futhi ezindlini. Thina esiphoqwa isimo ukuthi sibe semsebenzini, siyavala ama-ofisi ethu, ngathi ngingakutshengisa lapha, siyazivalela ema-ofisini, umuntu esebenze lapha khona. Xa ngingakulungisisa ngefastera lapha phandle, uzabona mama ukuthi akulabantu, abantu bazivalele sibili ezindlini, ngitsho le nyoni zezulu zizihlalele ezidlekeni zazo. So ngicabanga ukuthi kuyasisiza sibili.
Hayi, wazasithengisa kuhle lo mfanekiso lowo. Kodwa nxa abantu sebephuma ke khonapho emahofisini, bazingenele ezimoteni zabo, ngoba nxa lokhu izitimela lazo zihamba, lamabhasi, abantu abanyeke bathelelana yini, njalo sokuphoqwa yini ngamandla ukuthi abantu begqoke ama-masks lama-gloves.
Ya, kuyimpoqo sibili ukuthi abantu begqoke ama-gloves lapha, futhi sokufakwe i-fine e-$500 for umuntu ongalandeli imithetho ye-social distancing, longafakiyo ama-mask. So sibazama ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi beyigweme le-coronavirus, ngoba ingculazi yakhona leyi, ingulamako yakhona leyi izasehlula uma ngabe abantu bengayithathi serious njengalokhu engibona kusenzakala ekhaya. Abantu abaningi bangena ezimoteni zabo, ikakhulu labo engihlangana nabo lapha so far bangena ezimoteni zabo.
Uthini ngokuzabo senzakala ekhaya, lokho ukuthi abantu ababona belayinile befuqana bedinga impuphu lokunye okuningi ningi akukho abangakwenza.
Indaba yasekhaya ibuhlungu kakhulu dadewethu. Uhulumende akalabo uthando lwabantu. Ngabe kuyenzeka sibili ukuthi uhulumende ezame ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi anakekele abantu, ngoba isimo esisekhaya khathesi, mhla i-corona ihlasela laphana ekhaya, izaqeda bonke abantu ngenxa yokuthi bayithathela phansi. Uhulumende uyakuthanda lokuphatha abantu ngogodo njengenyoka, kanti kusasa kuzasehlula ngoba vele asilawo ama-resources okuyimela i-corona leyo. So ngabe kuthiwa kuyenzeka uhulumende azame sibili ukuthi impuphu itholakale ebantwini, sesingaze sehluleke ukuthi sinikeze abantu impuphu beziyele emakhaya na.
Hayi, uqakathekile lo umbono wakho. Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Marvelous.
Maybe start just coming in there. Right now I'm seeing someone just posted on social media that the UK has extended their lockdown. So maybe let's get our other guests who's in the UK to share with us. We're just seeing on social media that the UK has extended their lockdown. What's the situation there?
I haven't heard any information to that effect, we are still awaiting the pronouncement from the government in that regard. But in the event that they have extended, I think they are justified to do so. If you look at our statistics, as of today, in the last 24 hours, we have 861 people who died in the last 24 hours. And it's an increase from the 776 that we had yesterday. And our total as of today, or as of now, it stands at 13,729. These are the number of deceased people. What you should also understand is that these are deaths that have been recorded in hospitals. They do not include deaths that have happened in nursing homes, in hospices, and other healthcare centers that operate outside the official hospitals. So we do have quite a challenge. We have had a total of about 103,000 cases recorded. And of those cases, we have only 371 who have actually recovered. And we currently have 89,020 that are active. And we are told that we haven't reached the peak of our deaths here. though there is all the evidence that cases that are hospitalized under COVID, they are actually flattening or they are actually coming down. So if the government has decided that it should extend the lockdown period, I think on the ground they do have all the reasons to justify such a measure. But I can't confirm that because I haven't heard the latest updates. I've been with you here for more than an hour and a half, and the updates were there at 5. So I'll look at them after this interview. But I think lockdown,
if it continues, is justified. Ukodwa ngezinye indlela yengolimi lesintu ngathi kuqondile yini ngathi mina umumo lokhu sesemubi yini kwele UK khona ngapho kokuthi nxa bengengezelela amalanga la kunganceda kakhulu.
Yayi khona kunjalo sibili mama, kodwa ngicela ukuqondisa nje into eyodwa engiyizwa ikhulunywa ngumnumzana kade le interview la. I coronavirus leyi ayisongculazi njalo asongula makhwa. Angikwazi ukuthi ubaba lokuthatha ngapha ukuthi corona ingula makhwa, asongula makhwa le.
Ya mbona ngani nje ulimi lesiNdebele nje ukuthi nxa sesikhuluma isiNdebele akusela mabala okusebenza njengesiNgisi.
Hayi, amabala maningi kakhulu, maningi kakhulu sikudlula isiNgisi. Yeah, so asongula makhwa le, ligcikwane le. So-ke ngibuyele-ke embuzweni wakho ekuthini kambe kuqondile yini ukuthi uhulumende wamangisi lapha or uhulumende we-United Kingdom engeze insuku zokuthi abantu behlale emakhaya bengaphumi ezindlini. Ukukhangela inani labantu asebefile kuleli lizwe, ngikhuluma ngalamhlanje emini, kulabantu abayi 13,729 asebebhubhile. Kusukela izolo kuzofika lamhlanje emini kufe abantu abayi 861. Njalo uhulumende uyakutsho ukuthi kasikafiki esikhathini sokuthi kube lenani labantu elingaphezulu, izinga elingaphezulu labantu abazabhubha bebulawa indaba umkhuhlane ingculazi yelokhuzeni le, igcikwane lelokhuze, sorry, ele-corona. Ngoba abantu abagulayo abasezibhedlela baningi kakhulu abaligcikwane leli. So-ke uhulumende nxa ekubona kuqakathekile ukuthi siqhubeke sihlezi ngemakhaya, siqhubeke nge-social distancing, siqhubeke njalo silandela indlela zona ezuhulumende athi sizilandele ukwenzela ukuthi kugwemeke ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Kuyabe kuqondile ngoba uhulumende kakuphuphi lokhu, njalo kasonto okuthiwa uyayiprofithela. Uthatha leso sinqumo ekhangele into eyenzakalayo khonapho lapha esikhona. So siyamsekela uhulumende kuyo yonke imizamo ayisebenzisayo ukuthini sizama ukuthi abantu kugwemeke ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Kodwa nansi into yobuhlungu, into okumele ukuthi likhulume ngayo. Lizananzelela ukuthi abantu abaningi abafileyo lapha ngabantu abansundu. And selikubonile amaZimbabweni afileyo lapha, abantu abangodokotela, abantu abangonensi, o-healthcare assistant, baningi abantu bakithi asebehambile ngegcikwane leli. Kanti-ke okubuhlungu njalo ukuthi abanye bakhona ngabantu ukuthi lezihlobo zabo ezisekhaya azisoze zibe lethuba lokuthi zibavalelise, ngoba kangithemba ukuthi abantu abafe bebulawa yikorona izidumbu zabo ziyaphuma kuleli lizwe. So ofele lapho ungcwatshwa khonapho.
Hayi, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Ububambe khonapho-ke mnumzana Magonya, sizaphenduka njalo kuwe mav as we have heard the round up of what's happening in the United Kingdom.
Very interesting at this, but I had an opportunity to actually speak to a lady who's here in Ohio, a Zimbabwean, who is actually trying to fight the coronavirus. So I'd say to her, would give her a call once we are on air. So I will try and get hold of her so we can just hear her. She's saying that she's recovering very well. Like what our guest was saying, that the in the UK, especially of healthcare workers, has really been alarming. you know, some of them Zimbabweans. So we will also be taking a look at what our followers are saying so that we can continue with the conversation. Kunao vachango vakupinda muchirongwa parizvino ndichange ndiri kuti tifonere. Pane mumwe mudzimai akawanikwa iye achibatwa nechirwere checoronavirus. Saka tichaedza kuvafonera ipo pano kuti tinzwe kuti vari sei parizvino. Vanga vatiwo kana takwanisa kuwana mukana tivafonere. Vataure iwo mamiriro akaita zvinhu parizvino. Hello.
Hello.
Mapa chirongwa. Taura henyu zita renyu uyezve motaura kuti makudzwa sei parizvino.
Oh, zita ndini Ellen Musanjeya. Iyezve ndakunzwa zviri nani pazuva ranhasi. Ndakunzwa zviri nani.
Saka makadziya taura henyu.
Ndakazoti pakati apa ndakazotanga kunzwa zviri wese ndokandaenda kuER. Saka vakazonondiita chest x-ray nemamwe matesti ndokubva vazobata pneumonia. Saka kutanga kutora kwandakaita mishonga iyoyo ndakatanga kunzwa kuti zvaka zvatanga kuchinja kuita nani.
Mungati pari zvino muri kurwisa chirwere checovid 8 kwenguva yakareba.
Pandakaanga kuenda kuchipatara muswa wani mwezonoi. Ndakapanda kurwadziwa zvandinge ndikana kuda zvewichi nehafu. Kutanga kungonetseka netseka miri yangu. Saka toti 15 days idzi dzemwedzi uno tosanganisa neweekend hafu rekumashure izvi. Ndofunga ndinobva dzaita chikuda 3 weeks kudarika 3 weeks.
Zvii zvamakatanga kunzwa kuti muzofungidzira kuti manga mabatwa necoronavirus?
Ndakanga ndangoita sekususpect ndichitanga kunzwa mumhino mangu ndichiita kunge munhu uye ane ari kuvaviwa mhino zvida zvokunge kutama ari saka ndikatarinotangaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa make up what you think you get and go
Mm-hmm.
you know, unoins wa kunjitin urimu nasiri kubatsirika ndingarango gara pano ndivindega ndiri kurwara zvikunwa tena nosaka icho chirwere ichi chakosha tanzi ndakona iyo kuti vanhu vitatsikana saka ndinge vine kuchika kwakuna kofi ndinge kufanira kuzvanza zvekuti ndinogara unowana kuva vachikuona vachitaura newe vachikudzora vachitsvukira tinamato neizvo zvinhu kuti zvinobatsira futi zvakanyanya nekuti unenge wakaremerwa zvakanyanya.
Ya, chimbobata ipapo ndichadzoka kwamuri kuitira kuti tine vamwe vari pachirongwa vambopindawo asi bata henyu makadaro ipapo. Hold on. So, sir, I had there with me one of the ladies, like I said, who's in Ohio, a Zimbabwean, who's actually was diagnosed with COVID-19, and she's trying to fight it right now. So she was just explaining that this weekend it was really bad. They had to pick her up and take her to give her medication for pneumonia. And then now she says she's recovering, but she says the love that she received from the Ohio Columbus family, the Zimbabweans, who were, you know, calling her, leaving food by her door, it has really kept her going. But she was saying she was scared when the health officials, the Ohio health officials called and said, hey, you have tested positive for COVID-19. Over to you.
Omunye owesifazane ohlala khona phakathi edolobheni le-Ohio eMelika yena obechasisa ke ngokuthi ngokwamehlelayo esehlaselwe ligcikwane lele le-coronavirus njalo wayesizwa izinyalo waseke wahamba ke esibhedlela bamhlola ke igazi basebemtshela ukuthi hhayi bamthole elalo leli gcikwane ngakho kubexoxa nje ukuthi kuyakube lesikhathi esibi njengokuthi uzohlatshwa isihlabo ucina uhambe esibhedlela ke sezwa vele nje ukuthi kuthiwa amanye ama-symptoms amild amanye alolako kutho ukuthi abanye kabakhanye ukuthi bagula kakhulu abanye-ke kubo kubahlasele kakhulu. Yebo-ke Mnumzana Magonya, khona ngapho e-United Kingdom sezwa ukuthi baningi abantu laba abahlaselwa yileli gcikwane nabavela ekhaya njengokuba uke watsho. Yeah, lungathi kuyesabisa yini ukuphuma phandle nxa lizihambele ukuthi ngempela la mizagcina ndithola leli gcikwane kumbe hhayi abantu nje bazihambela bekhululekile kuya ngokuthi kukwehlela.
Kuya ngomuntu kodwa okusalayo yukuthi akula muntu okhululekileyo ukuhamba phandle nje mahlayana. Siyahamba ngoba angeke uhlale endlini abantwana bengela kudla uyaphuma edinga ukudla. Kodwa-ke angikahlangani labantu abazihambela nje okokuthi umuntu uyahamba nje ukuthi welula inyawo uyavakatsha, you know. So khonokho kutshengisela ukuthi abantu balandela sibili izinqumo zikahulumende njalo bazwisisa ukuthi kumele ukuthi benanzelele ukuthi kabahambahambi nje mahlayana kungela zidingo ngaphandle kokuthi bephume ezindlini behambela izinto zone engike ngazilinganisa kuwe. Okwakuqala kuyadingela abantwana ukudla, okwesibili kuyathenga imithi, okwesithathu kuyikuphuma usiya emsebenzini, njalo emsebenzini lowo kuyikuthi kunesisaba ukuthi uhambe kulowo msebenzi. Okwesine kuyikho lokhu ukuthi siyavunyela ukuphuma kanye ngosuku umuntu e-exercise. Ngaphandle kwalezo zizathu zone, hhayi uhulumende bakhona abantu aba-enforce umthetho lapha bananzelela nje nxa umuntu ezihambela amahlayana.
Sizwile njalo inhlanganiso ye-World Health Organization ukuthi nxa uhulumende sebemisa lolu hlelo lokuthi abantu behlale khatshana lwa-social distancing beselifuna ukuvula amazwe abo ukuthi abantu beqalise ukusebenza, kumele kube sokulandela ezinye iziqondiso ukuthi ezempilakahle zalo uhulumende zenelisa yini ukuthwala lo mthwalo. Njalo le mizi lapho kugcinwa khona abantu asebeluphele, ama-old people's homes lapho kulungile, lokunye nje okuninginengi. Ubonile izwe linjengeZimbabwe ngani sesibona ukuthi i-lockdown lizaphela ngayinati impela viki, ubona lifanele ukuthi lingavula yini selingengezelela amalanga.
Hayi iZimbabwe eqinisweni sibili njengoba ngike ngathi ukuthi into engayikhuluma into yabe ngiyiphumputha ngeZimbabwe. Kodwa ngokwazi kwami isimo iZimbabwe eyiso sona kwezomkhonomi kwezempila kahle. Ngibona ngani bese ngavala sibili lo umnyaka wonke sibili. Ngoba i-infrastructure kasilayo enecessary ukuthi senqabele ukumemetheka kwaleli gcikwane. Amanye amazwe uyabona iBotswana kakuthe sivale 6 months. Unxa ukhangela iBotswana ngendlela iBotswana ehleleke ngayo, ukhangela iZimbabwe ngendlela engahlelekanga ngayo. Nxa iBotswana ingavala 6 months, kusho ukuthi iZimbabwe ingavala umnyaka wonke, kumbe umnyaka lengxenye. Kodwa ke kukuhulumende weZimbabwe ukuthi ngombono wakhe kungabe kulungile yini ukuthi ngemva kwesikhathi esithile ehlise i-conditions zonezi ezikhona ezokuthi abantu bengaphumi. Singakhulume sikucabangelayo, sikhulume lezi zinto esizinakanelayo ngeZimbabwe, kodwa okusalayo ukuthi amandla kasilawo, uhulumende uyoza kulawula lokhu ukuthi abantu sebengaqalisa ukuphuma bengahamba-hamba yini. Njalo akuso World Health Organization ezatshela ilizwe elinjengeZimbabwe ukuthi abantu bayesebengaphuma. Yiyo iZimbabwe ezazenzela leyo decision. Njengoba nje iChina injiyana, kakula muntu oyitshelileyo. iChina izicabangele yabona kufanele ukuthi hayi isingehlisa inani lemthetho nale eyiyona ebinqabela abantu ukuthi you know behamba-hambe lokuthi benqabele ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. So iZimbabwe layo izakhangela njengoba nje ingilandi layo inje. Akula muntu uWorld Health Organization ezabatshela ukuthi hayi khululani abantu. Bazakubona bona ukuthi kambe sokuyisikhathi sokuthi abantu bengakhululwa yini. And izizathu zimbili. Abantu bazakhululwa nxa kuyukuthi sokusobala ukuthi umkhuhlane lo kawusamemetheki. Bonke abantu abanawo sebesazakala njalo abantu banakekelwa. Okwesibili, kungakhululwa nxa kuyukuthi sokutholakale umuthi, ivaccine naleyo yokuthi abantu behlatshwe kwenqatshelwa umkhuhlane nalo ukuthi ungamemetheki. Angiboni isizathu esingaba khona ngaphandle kwazo zombili zonezo dadewethu.
Ye, hayi kuhle, kodwa ngezinye indlela esikwaziyo ukuthi kungani abantu baphakathi kwelitshe lembokodo. Ukuthi bangahlala ezindlini bathi abala ndlela yokuziphilisa ngoba baphila ngokuthengisa impahla ezehlukeneyo phandle. Njalo bengaphuma lakho bazathola igcikwane le-coronavirus.
Angithi yikho phela ubuhlungu bokuswela inkokheli ezobuqotho. Yibo ubuhlungu bokubuswa izigebengu. Yibo njalo ubuhlungu esiba labo ngesizathu sokuthi abantu abayibona abaliphetheyo kabalinakekeli, bazinakekela bona ngokwabo nemuli zabo. Ngoba kangiboni ukuthi ilizwe elinjengeZimbabwe lilizwe lamhlanje okungathiwa abantu ilizwe liyehlule ukuthi abantu bethole ukudla nje ukuthi uthatha ubulawayo njiyana. Ukuthi uhulumende ngehluleka ukuthi indlwinye ngayinye abone ukuthi abantu balokudla. Silomhlabathi sile climate esivumelayo ukuthi silime. Kanti-ke silakho konke okungasenza ukuthi njengeZimbabwe singadingi lutho ngaphandle. Sibe ngabantu ukuthi silakho ukuthi abantu bethu siyabanakekela, siyabanika ukudla nxa sibavayela ezindlini. Kathesi abantu bayaphuma bayadinga ukudla, bahlangana lamapholisa, abantu bayatshaywa. Abantu bayatshaywa bayathathelwa izinto abazithengisayo, sibone bethathela imbhida, amatamatisi. Kambe yinto ongayitshayela umuntu eniyoza umthathela into zakhe zonke lezo kathi waye ungamcela umuntu ukuthi kasukele into zakhe abuyele ngekhaya. So yi-problem esilayo yona leyo ukuthi kulyalizwe mani kubuhlungu. Yazi kwezinye insuku uyawuthi nxa ukhumbula nge-potential ilizwe liyane lalo ukhumbula indlela ebesibuswa ngayo nguSmith. Uze uthi besibe singcono ngesikhathi sikaSmith kulakathesi. Kanti-ke kathesi silamathuba amaningi kakhulu ukuthi iZimbabwe ingaba lilizwe elikhatshana kule America, elikhatshana kule England. Kodwa indaba yokuthi-ke
siswele ukukhokhela ubuqotho yibo sobusidalela ukuthi lanxa sokule gcikwane elinje abantu bayafeza indlini banye babulawa yindlala.
Ye, hayi kwezwakala. Update esilayo uhulumende uthe useqalisile ukunika imuli ezinenga imali lezi eziswelayo kodwa imali yangikhona i-198 ngama-bond notes ngama-RTGS so ayifiki i-200 ngemali yeZimbabwe. Manje abanye bathi yenelisa nje ukuthenga i-10 kg yempuku. Asazi ukuthi sebeyitholile yini bonke. Njalo sibonile lo mthetho wandaba waphezulu we-High Court unquma ukuthi amapholisa lamasosha engasatshaya abantu ngesikhathi lesi se-lockdown nxa behamba-hamba belandele umthetho. Umuntu kumele aboshwe ahambe-ke entolongweni lapho azafika echasise khona ukuthi ubesiya ngaphi kumbe yafayindwa kumbe utholakale lecala. Yebo-ke sibonga ume ubambe khonapho umnumzana Magonya sizaphenduka njalo kuwe Marvelous. Hayi asezwa lapho-ke abanye ngabona sesisele ngedwa lapha kodwa hhayi sisameleleke ukuthi abanye bethu bebuye sixoxa-ke ngegcikwane le-coronavirus lapha lona-ke eselibulele abantu abaningi emhlabeni jikelele eselihlasele izigidi ezimbili ngezinye indlela kuyadlula nje izigidi ezimbili ngoba sokuyi-2 million abahlaselwe yileli gcikwane ukwafake abaningi njalo kodwa-ke eZimbabwe lokho sifuna ukuthi lihlasele abantu abangu-23 kuphela abalitshumi bekobulawayo abayisificaminembili beseHarare eMatinoti kulo yedwa kwezinye izigaba zelizwe bebane. Yebo-ke abanye bengathi leli linani eliphansi kodwa liphansi kangako ngoba ngendlela elimemetheka ngayo lapha-ke eMelika lapha osokufe abantu abedlula i-30,990 asebebhubhile. Kuqalise inambolela so zizintutshwana zivukeka zinje kodwa zamemetheka ngesiqubu esesabekayo. Usukhona Marvelous.
Yes, thank you so much, Aspar. I think let's go back to the lady that I was speaking to earlier on. Tina mama vedive vanga vari kutaura nenyaya ye coronavirus. Saka mama pari zvino muri kuunzwa sei?
Zvine ndanani sereki kusitesanisa nhasi ndarara zvakanaka zvekuti mangwana pavanofona ndinofunga kuti pamwe vanogona kundiburitsawo maisolation.
Saka vanofona vandanani?
Ndiri kukaunti department rezveutano rekukaunti yedu Franklin County.
Vanenge vachifona vachiti chii?
Sorry?
Vanofona vachiti chii?
Vanenge vachingobvunzawo kuti uri kunzwa sei tichifanika pavanozobvunza kuti temperature yako iri sei wangu achitora chii kuti izodzika ndotaura pekutanga zvombonzisiya kunomwa tailano iyoyo chimboona kuti temperature kudzika kwayaita iri kusapresiwa netailano here kana kuti fiva yatoenda ndo saka ndobva ndamboregera. Saka pakazoita futi izvizvi zuva ravaida kuti vandiburise futi vakazotadza nenyaya yekuti ndandazoita nyumonia. Saka vanenge vachingokubvunza chiremba kungonzwa kuti wakamira sei zviri sewo woona kuti zvine kodzero here kuti ubude urambe urimo.
Tiri ipapo muri kubatsirikana sei nevari imomo muColumbus vekuZimbabwe muOhio?
Vanhu ivavo vakandibatsira. Inini kunoku ndingati mhuri yangu iri kuZimbabwe, murume wangu ari kuZimbabwe, vana mumwe ari kuZimbabwe, vamwe vakusouth africa, mumwe ari kuDenmark. Saka ainge ndaitombotya ndikazvandiindoedza kunoku ndikaona zvinondiwana ndinoita sei, but community yakandiitira chishamiso chekuti kana inini zvekusvikati mwari vari kunge zvavari kuda kundivakidza here. Ndadzidza rudo rwasandamboona vanhu vanga vachifona nesapoti nemunamato ndisingataure zvinobatsika zvinoita sekuti mari nezvokudya sapoti charudo nesapoti vanhu vanga vachifona zvakanyanya. Ndanzwa kuino kusapotwa kwakanyanya kudiwa kwakanyanya unoziva vamwe vanhu handisingatozive vachitobvunza mama munoda chindofarira sadza munhu achitodriva mubapakwatachiranaro vari kure nekure mamwe mastesi vachifona vachinamata tichitumidzirwawo tumwe tinhu twokuteerera tinosunungura inotinosunungura pfungwa bata
nga support kwa zvakanyanya ende especially nechirwere chika kunenge uri wega saka vanhu vanofona vaya vaita mumwe munhu vangofona kuti arigenokutaura nangu kuzova kuti vari sei otaura nemashoko matemashoma acho kuziye kuti zvinokubatsira kwakadzama zvakapii pamwe anenge ari ari muisolation ari ega achirwadza achirwadzwa achitya saka ndasapotwa zvakanyanya necommunity yemuzimbabwe yemuno mucolumbus nekunze kwese mamwe masetu vanisapota zvakanyanya
saka
taurai kunyange nemapatowo ezvematongero enyika zvakaita seMDC vakandisapotawo futi zvakanyanya nemachiremba ari mucommunity medu vaifona manesi vazhinji vachibatsirawo ndakabva ndainzina ndivaziye ndaibva ndafonerwa ndofuna dokta mhingina nesi vatomutojiswa vachifona vachiita fono apa zvokuti musi wandazoiyo kuhospital ndanyatakufonera dokta rangaivavo ndakati ndo zvandiri kunzwa kati mama aitofonerai ambulance izvozvo iye kutore muende nekuti matauriro amaita anoratidza kuti mafanira kuti mumbo vamboita mafedha tesi
sezvo musingabvumidzwe kuona vanhu pavanokuigirai chikafu vanoita se
vanosvika ka voisa padhoa vosuduruka kuenda kurodhi kufanga chezongaite 3 meters kubva padhoo pedu kuenda kurodhi wofona kuti taisaa chikafu ndobuda ndotora dzimwe nguva ndogona kuitomira ipapo ndichitotaura navo vakamira pamota saka dzimwe nguva ndinongotora ndopinda chinge tichitotaura pafoni
saka mazuva amungave nawo ekupedzisira ekungoshingisawo vamwe vangange vari kunzwa zvamainzwa izvozvi vari kutya kunotestwa ndeyekuti chii
inini ndinofungidzira kuti kana ukanzwa kuti uri kungosasika kuti unenge unayo I think kushingirira unenge uchibatwa nekutya zvinotyisa unenge uchitya kutongoshinga kuri nani ndokasike kuenda kunotestwa kuti ubatwe pachiri padhuze zvinobatsira zvakanyanya plus ndoda kutaurawo futi zvakare kuvanhu vari mudhuze community nyangetari munhu anenge achirwara saizvozvo kuti mufunge kungotaura nemunhu kungozvidikidiki kungofona kuti uri sei nekungosimbisana nekungonamatirana nekungobatsirana sapoti iyo inobatsira nekuti chirwere ichi chine loneliness wachinawo chinotyisa uye unenge uri wega saka vanhu vaivo vanenge vachifona vai munhu anogona kungotinawo futi arega ndingofona ndingotaura navo kasi chinenge chitori chinhu chihombe chaanenge atoita ichocho saka kusapotana kwakanyanya rudo irworwo runotoa mapirisi nekuti chirwere ichi hachina mapirisi ndechokuti munenge muchingosimbisana kuti mumwe wenyu anzwe kusimba kuti awane pawa yekuti ashingirire kuenda mberi.
Maybe just in English to round off before I let you go, I know you're tired. What kind of work do you do and how did you feel when you were told that you are positive for COVID-19?
Ndine basa rekuchengeta vatinoti varwere vaya vanenge vakatibatika nepfungwa dzavo asi vachigara mudzimba dzavo saka inini zvakanyanya kundibata nekuti ndakashanda ndakapfuura nemimwe house zuva remumashure kumashure ndakazobva ndazotetswa uye ndakashanda nestaf yakawanda sei pamazuva mashoma ndonga vandasvika kana kuti 24 days andaitenwa munemwe house yandakazinge ndaoshanda saka pandakakuti ndaita positive ndakatafira kutyira vamwe vangu vaaaa ndakaenda kuhouse yaiya tikazoenda kukuwanda nhindwa ndakashanda navo vakanzi vabatwa nechirwere ichi kubva kwandiri vakafa ndoita sei saka unenge wangoshauti uye vanhu ava vacharileta sei neni kanguva kadikidiki kako pakatomboita mumwe munhu akandibhloka pafoni pakamboita mumwe munhu angasingati kutaura neni ino zvinhu zvakadaro ndozvimwe zvaunosangana nazvo kubasa imwe shamwari yangu achishande muhausi imwe chete anotoshanda kure hausi iri kure vanhu vakangoziva kuti unozivana naellen aishanda akapfeka masi akatoita kuhwara kwaubasa pane zvakawanda zvinoiti chizhinji chikurukuru chandakatya ndechekuti chandaingonamata kuti mwari daparega kuwana munhu anobatsira chirwere ichi pandakapfuura napo pese pane vandakashandisa navo vese
saka vakakubvunzai here kuti makapfuura nepapi makafamba nepapi vakaenda kuchinotesta vanhu
vakabviswa pabasa
okay vese vamakashanda navo
vakatindotariswawo kuti havana kwokuenda kavari mudzimba mawemo vanenge vachingochekwawo kunzi temperature dzavo dzakadii vachingomonitwa saka vakatobviswa pamabasa vese
aiwa tinokutendai mama uyezve tinokushuwirai zvakanaka tinoramba tichizongonzwa kubva kwamuri. Bye-bye. So, sir, if you can come back up. I was just speaking there to the lady, like I said, from Ohio. She's just saying that, you know, this is a lonely disease, COVID-19 or coronavirus, because she says some of the people that she worked with or some of her friends blocked her because the minute they found she was positive and they'd been in contact with her, they were a bit, you know, antagonistic. But she says the health department in Ohio actually went back and traced where she had been, and those people that she had worked with were also put in quarantine for 14 days. So she's just saying what she learned from this disease, which is quite a lonely disease, is you need to have a good community, a good network of people that will check on you, even if you just pick up the phone and call, because it's a very, very lonely disease.
Yeah, indeed it is, especially even if you watch CNN and Chris Cuomo is always from the basement. So you have to receive your food and everything from there.
Yes.
So that you don't get in touch and, you know, infect the other family members.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the reality. She says even people that bring food have to put it outside and then call her to say we've left food, because she says she enjoys fada. But because she's been so sick, she wasn't able to make any fudge of herself. But people were coming in from within Columbus and other states and putting their food just outside for her to pick up and then eat. But she says now she's feeling much better, so she's waiting to get her clearance to leave the isolation at her home.
Okay, yeah, that seems like the solidarity is quite commendable there, because at such a time, I'm sure people need, you know, all the emotional support, medical support, and everything they can get.
Yeah. Over to you.
Yeah, okay. We still have our guest, right? Yeah, okay. See, kondise lo umbuzo. Kuwe mnumzana Magonya. Uzwile ke khuluma wesifazana lapha ngomkhuhlane omhlaseleyo. Ungathini ngomkhuhlane lo indlela ehluke ngawo kulominye, ukuthi umuntu uyazigulela nje eyedwa engakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani phandle, wonke umuntu ebuye ezomnika ukudla evalelwe lapho konke?
Khona dadwethu, umuntu ogulayo vele sesibhedlela angake bekwazi ukuthi phandle kwenzakalani, ngaphandle kokuthi abetshelwa ngabanye nje ukuthi lamhla kulalokhu, izolo kwenzakale lokhu. Okubuhlungu ngomuntu ongabantu abagula umkhuhlane nalo lethwayelo legciwane leli, ukuthi lapho irumi naleyo uvalelwe khona, uzafela khona uwedwa, kumbe uzasilela khona uwedwa. Akula bantu abavunyelwayo ukuthi bezokubona, akula bantu abakuvakatshelayo.
Sekunjengalabana phela abakudala kwakuthiwa balele phosi, ukuthi vele abanye abasasondeli.
Yikho ubona lalapho ongcwatshwa khona, abantu abavunyelwa. Eminye imingcwabo yezihlobo zethu khonapha sesiyibona via video, kuyabe kulabantu abangu-4 5 abavunyelwayo. So, you know, you can imagine ubuhlungu that we go through. Nxa uzuthi isihlobo sakho kasisekho, njalo awula mvumo alivunyele ukuthi libuthane liyekhulumisana, alivunyele ukuthi lanxa umuntu wakhona sesiyabekwa ukuthi libe khona, ukuthi limphelekezele. Lokhu abakwenzayo, lokhu osokusenzakala kathesi, asikwazi thina ukuthi umuntu uyalahlwa nje ngangiphasile ukuthi thatha ngiyegqibela nje ingenguzalo uyakuhamba thatha ilahla. Kithi umuntu uyaphelekezelwa, you know, liyembona indlu yakhe yokucina limvalelise. Asaselakho lokho.
I just wanted to take a caller from Zimbabwe, from the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, so we can just for a quick update on what the situation is like. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, can you hear me?
Yes, very well. If you can give us your name and the name of your organization and just tell us what the situation is like in Zimbabwe during the lockdown.
My name is Alice Makata. I'm the Midlands chairperson of Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe.
What's the situation like there in the Midlands, especially when we look at women and how they've been asked to be in the lockdown? How is it faring?
Women have faced a lot of challenges during this lockdown. What I can say is the provision of basic commodities, or I can say basic services,
mm-hmm.
like water and electricity, continues to be a challenge mm-hmm. in time of this lockdown and in relation with the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we are saying during this period we are supposed to be very hygienic.
Mm-hmm.
We are supposed to be observing, you know, top-notch hygiene. But mm-hmm. because of lack of water, lack of firewood, it's becoming a hindrance
mm-hmm.
in achieving those goals, especially mm-hmm. when we look at women. Because if there is no water in the house, if there is no Zesa in the house, obviously they have to go out and look for water and look for firewood. And it's a major challenge when it comes to social distancing as well.
What about the issue of domestic violence? We hear that this has gone up, although we don't really have the figures. What are you hearing?
Yes. I also do not have the figures, but I have also been in such cases as the president of Dublin province, and find that most the cases are going up, including even child sexual abuse
mm-hmm.
or child abuses. The cases are going up. And most of these cases are attributed to a lot of frustrations that are coming with this lockdown. You know, we are locked in, but at the same time, we've lost income, we have financial constraints, and it raises a lot of frustration. There is no meal, our children are hungry, and so there are a lot of squabbles that are taking place within our different homes.
Mm-hmm.
Enhosa abantu abasikhangeli banendlala lathi abadala siyaswela ukuthi siphume siye ngathi ngoba silakho ukusebenzisa ukubana sithole isikafu sona lesi asila magetsi asila manzi siyaphuma futhi phandle and okuhluphayo ukuthi singaphuma futhi phandle sihlangana lamapholisi athi sibuyele ezindlini sizabuyela njani ezindlini thina singela manzi singela magetsi singela kudla
oyikho
okuhluphayo kakho.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvakare. Hamene kana muchigona shona mungoti dei neshona kuti tivharise chirongwa.
Thank you very much. Ndirikuti inini mudzimba, domestic violence kana kuti kurwa nekupokana kwanyanya kuri kukwirira. Nenyaya yekuti vanhu vakawanda vane zvinhu zvazhinji zviri kuvashusha. Handi munozva kuti kana mudzimba mune zvinonetsa, zvinonetsa kuti muve nerunyararo nekuti pfungwa dzinenge dzakaremera. Vabereki vari kuti kana vakatarisa vana, vana havana chikafu chekudya. Vari kuti kana vakatarisa mumba hamuna mvura, mumba hamuna magetsi. Kuti vabude kunze kunotsvaka mvura, kuti vabude kunze kunozvishandira, havasi kukwanisa. Vari kusangana nemupurisa ari kuvarova achidzokerai futi mumba. Saka nekuda kwaizvozvo munoona kuti domestic violence iri kukwirira zvakanyanya panguva ino, pane kuti idzikire.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, thank you so much, Maita Basa.
Ewa, it's not here.
Mm-hmm. We were hearing there from the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe Midlands branch, but also on behalf of my sister there, Standakile Mhlanga, who was co-hosting the program with me, the Women's Roundtable. As you know, we're broadcasting from home, so we are trying out new technology and being natural. Sometimes, you know, we'll be on and sometimes we'll be off. But I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody that was here on our live feed. Tichitenda zvakare vese vanga vari pachirongwa chedu. Sorry, hatina kugona tichikuverengai masa enyu, asi tatikukuonai. Tikuona pane vazhinji vanga vari pano pachirongwa chedu. I'd like to thank all those that came to be with us on this program. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye here in Washington, D.C., and also saying goodbye on behalf of Standakile Mhlanga. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk, Ndati Kurukurei, and Life Talk.